You're listening to Hardwired with Jeff Wickwire. Here's what's coming up in today's edition.
God has called us to be the light of the world and the salt of the earth. And if you're in the good seed category, the good ground, that's what you do. You're salty. You shine everywhere you go. And people know why you are the way you are, because you influence people for Jesus Christ. And I got to tell you, church, it's time for us to get there. Darkness is creeping across our land like a slow approaching fog. It's covering our land. And it's time for Christians to shine and get salty and not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Sin is relentlessly seeking to drive a wedge between you and the perfect love of God. Today in his message, Pastor Jeff reminds you that you must resist sin's allure and remain steadfast in your faith. Do not allow complacency to weaken your resolve. Instead, cultivate the strength of your faith in God's Word. Stay rooted in prayer and surround yourself with fellow believers who uplift and encourage you. You fortify your spiritual armor by nurturing your relationship with God and actively resisting sin. Well, let's join Pastor Jeff in the book of Mark chapter 4 as he begins his message to Alka-Seltzer Christians.
A tale of four seeds. We're talking about the parable that Jesus gave in Matthew 13 and also in Mark 4 and also in Luke. All three recorded it, only John didn't. And we're going to look in Mark's gospel, chapter 4, verse 3. And I'm sharing about these four seeds because Jesus said that if you understand this parable, you understand them all. This parable is foundational to all the parables. It says that again, he began to teach by the sea, and a great multitude was gathered to him so that he got into a boat and sat in it on the sea, and the whole multitude was on the land facing the sea. Of course, the water carried his voice where he could speak to that huge crowd. Then he taught them many things by parables or stories. A parable is a simple story to illustrate a spiritual truth. And he said to them in his teaching, say it with me, everybody, listen. Turn to your neighbor and tell him that. You know, if Jesus says listen, you ought to perk up and listen. He said, behold, a sower went out to sow. And it happened as he sowed that some seed fell by the wayside, or as we said last, the roadside. And the birds of the air, which is the devil, came and devoured the word that was sown in their heart. And then the next seed, some seed fell on stony ground. And we're talking about this one today, where it did not have much earth. It was shallow dirt. And immediately it sprang up because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched. And because it had no what, everyone? Root, it withered away. Two seeds down, two to go. The first two are not successful. Guess what? The third one is not successful in bearing fruit either. It says, and some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up, and what'd they do to it? Choked it, and it yielded no crop. Now we know that this is talking about the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches, worries and distractions strangle, choke the word. But here's the good ground. Other seed fell on good ground and yielded a crop. How many of you want to be in this one? Anybody doesn't want to be in this one? Now, Jesus, three out of four are not successful. But here's the successful one. Yielded a crop that sprang up and increased rather than decreased and produced. Some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. And he said to them, he who has ears to hear, don't just hear auditory noises, but let him hear, meaning let him understand that this is your life. One of these four will be you, and it will be me. Father, thank you for your word. Bless it to our hearts today, and I pray that if there's anybody here whose heart is rocky soil, that, Lord, you will deliver them, stabilize them, root them, and cause them, Lord, to bring forth much fruit. In Jesus' mighty name, now will you breathe a prayer, church, and say, Lord, speak to me today. I receive your word. Amen. Alka-Seltzer Christians. What do you mean by that? Well, I'll tell you in a minute. This is a very, very important parable, as I've already said, you're all in us. We're all in one of these four. Now, let's break it down again so that we can understand this crucial foundational parable. Jesus is the great sower. He tells us that when he begins to interpret this parable for the disciples. He says that he is the great sower. And because of the great sower, every one of you have been born again. Simon Peter wrote, "You have been born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible seed through the Word of God." What I'm doing right now is I'm sowing the seed of the Word of God into your life. It's either being received and acted on and brings forth fruit, or it is being deflected by a hard heart or a distracted heart and or a shallow, soiled heart, and it won't produce any fruit. So he's the great sower. We're saved because he sowed the gospel seed into us. Now, once you're saved, you're a sower. You are a sower. Every Christian is a sower of the gospel. You've been called, no matter what you do, what your name is, what your background is, your educational level, doesn't matter. If you're saved, you're called to be a sower of the gospel. The seed sown is his word. The gospel of the kingdom, it has power. There is no word on earth like this one right here. There is not a word like this one. The Bible says of this word, it is God-breathed. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God who moved on holy men of old, and they wrote down the scriptures as God moved on them. And what you hold in your hand is a great big sack of seed. It is the Word of God. It's precious. You ought to hold it close. You ought to read it every day. So you're a sower of that seed. Now, the soil that it falls on is the human heart. And Jesus is telling us that four different things happen to the seed sown because of the condition, four different conditions of the human heart. He says there's four kinds of human hearts or soils that the seed falls on. The wayside soil, roadside soil, is the light, flippant, indifferent hearer upon whom no impression is produced. They can sit in church all their life and they're never changed by the Word of God. It falls on a hard heart. They never receive it. It never impacts them. They never act on it. They somehow believe it's not for them. That's the roadside soil. The stony soil, the one we're going to talk about today, is the heart that exhibits a fleeting feeling at the appeal of the gospel. Jesus said they receive the word with joy. So this person is saved, and they receive that word with joy, but no permanent impression is made. They do not make it to the finish tape. They do not bear fruit. They fail in God's destiny for them. Then there is the thorny soil, the heart that takes in the word, but it's so full of worldly cares, got to pay the bills, got to take care of the kids, got to go here, got to run there, got to do this, got to do that. The gotta-dos of life choke and strangle the word, where it literally is choked to death and it bears no fruit. It becomes unfruitful. Now, why did Jesus tell about those first three? Because he wanted us to beware that our hearts are not like those first three, that we're not in those categories. We're not the hard soil. We're not the rocky soil that is shallow. And we're not that thorny soil that is so distracted it never pays any attention to the things of God and it's choked out. Then there's the good soil, the good and honest heart, the heart that receives and retains the word. In this heart, the seed goes down, the seed is watered, the seed is received, and it grows and it produces love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, meekness, kindness, and faith. It begins to look like Jesus, talk like Jesus, have compassion like Jesus, think like Jesus. And not only the fruit of the Spirit, but their lives, the fruitful person, influences other people for Jesus. You are the light of the world, and you are the salt of the earth. If the salt loses its saltiness, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and stomped on by men. So God has called us to be the light of the world and the salt of the earth. And if you're in the good seed category, the good ground, that's what you do. You're salty. You shine everywhere you go. And people know why you are the way you are, because you influence people for Jesus Christ. And I got to tell you, church, it's time for us to get there. Darkness is creeping across our land like a slow approaching fog. It's covering our land. And it's time for Christians to shine and get salty and not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ or the Jesus Christ of the gospel. And just let it go. Now, Jesus shared this parable of the sower so that those of us who are Christians and want to influence others would understand that we're going to run into these four kinds of soil. When you share the word of God in your family or with coworkers, friends, whatever, you're going to run into one of these four kinds of soil. The varieties of soils represent an assortment of responses to the lordship of Jesus Christ and his claims over your life. How do you respond? Do you bear fruit? Or is he hindered by one of the other three? Now, today we're going to talk about the rocky soil, the shallow soil. Listen to Jesus. As he was scattering the seed, some fell on rocky places, the heart, where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow, a mile wide, but an inch deep. When the sun came up, the plant was scorched, and they withered because they had no root. That was the problem with this second soil. Rootless. No roots. No deep roots. Never had a chance. Now next, Jesus gives the interpretation. He said some people are like seed, sown on rocky places. They hear the word, and at once they receive it with joy. Hallelujah, God is good all the time. They're singing hallelujah, they're singing kumbaya, they're at church. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes, because of the word in their life, they quickly fall away. Man, I didn't know people were going to make fun of me. I didn't know I'd pay a price for walking with Jesus. I had no idea it was going to be this way. I thought it was just going to be God blessing me, a great big Santa Claus in the sky. Name it, claim it, blab it, grab it. He gives me everything I want, and it's just a great big bless me club. They had no idea what they were really in for. But I'm going to tell you today what you're really in for, because we need to be hearing it, don't we? Now, let me give you a little background. In the land of Palestine, much of the land there is a thin 2 or 3 inch layer of soil. This is where Jesus plucked this parable from. And this 2 or 3 inch layer of soil is on top of a limestone bedrock. It's here where some of these seeds fall. The warm sun, here's what happens. The warm sun beats down on the seed in that shallow soil. And at first it looks very promising. The seed sprouts. It grows quickly, feverishly. All of a sudden you see the green shoots and it looks like, wow, this is going to be a great, great harvest. This is going to be a great plant. But as the sun beats down on them, the plant's roots that are going down hit that hard bedrock. And there's nowhere else to go. And the plants wither and they die. This is what Jesus was talking about. This type of ground represents the person whose faith is superficial, shallow. Their faith has no roots. You've seen them. I've seen them. Maybe you're one of them today. When somebody's faith is just on the surface, they find out that the acceptance of Jesus is easy. Oh, wow, I'm receiving the word with joy. I'm so glad that God has saved me. Hallelujah. They're at church every time the doors are open. But what they soon find out is it's not easy to be a Christian. And can I tell you today, honestly, it's not easy to be a Christian. It's not easy to be a Christian in this culture. As a matter of fact, to be a sold out, walking with Jesus, Christian, filled with the Spirit, standing against sin, walking in the Spirit and not in the flesh, it's an upstream swim all the way to glory. But can I tell you, it may not be easy to be a Christian, but it's blessed to be a Christian. It's peaceful to be a Christian. It's glorious and joyful to be a Christian. But it's not easy. And the shallow soil person did not understand that it was not going to be easy. They misinterpreted what we might call the terms of the agreement. Jesus was very clear on the terms of the agreement, and I'm going to deal with that at the end of this message. But they weren't clear about the terms. They just thought it was a bless me club. They just thought it was doing some deal, getting a little bit of religion. They didn't understand the terms of the agreement. I'm going to be sure today that when you leave here, you know the terms of the agreement. According to Jesus Christ, these people, they're deeply moved by the Christian message, and they receive it with joy, but they don't consider Jesus' call to discipleship. They don't count the cost and the price they're going to have to pay to walk with him. Consequently, when the trouble comes, persecution comes, a little bit of social ostracism comes, they're offended, they stumble, they trip, and they say, I wasn't counting on this, and they walk away. They're plucked up, they leave the walk, and they go away because they didn't understand the price, the terms of the agreement. One writer says about these rocky ground Christians, these rocky ground folk are the opposite of the first group sown by the roadside we talked about last week. It was the devil who took the word away from the roadside hearers, but the flesh is the culprit with this group. Instead of being in deep freeze like the seed sown by the roadside, they are in the oven. They're warm, they're emotional, they're excited, they're shedding tears, they're greatly moved, but nothing ever comes of it. These are what I call Alka-Seltzer Christians. Now here we go. Are you ready? There's a lot of fizz in them. They make as much fuss during a service as a rocket on a launching pad, but they never get into orbit. Fizz, fade, fizz, fade. When everything's going good, they're fizzing. When trouble comes, they fade. You see him in church one week, hands up, jumping around, twirling, jumping, excited. God is good all the time, God is good. And then you find out that something happened to him that week and they're not in church the next week or the next and the next. You say, what in the world is wrong? Well, Mr. Fizz faded. They fizz, they fade. They're in, they're out. They're up, they're down. They are a roller coaster. Anytime trouble strikes, they don't know how to handle it. Where was God? Why did God let this happen? How could that person have done this to me? How could this have happened in church? Fizz, fade. Alka-Seltzer Christians. Have you ever known any? How many of you have ever known one? Are you in the world? Raise your hand. How many of you are one? Look how fast those hands went down. Never get into orbit. They're the shooting star. Not hanging like the North Star, never moving, always faithful, always stable, steady Eddie. No, they're like the shooting star. They shine brightly and then they fade away. This is the rocky soil, the shallow soil, those that never put down roots, those that never really get in and stay. The shallow soil believers have no depth in their lives. They're like the sunflowers in my backyard. All of a sudden, they're there, and the next day, all of a sudden, they're gone. How many of you don't want to be that way? They die out just as quickly. Now, let me ask you a question. What is the soil of your heart like? What is it like today? Is it rocky? Is it shallow soil? Has Christianity lightly brushed against you like a feather? Or has Jesus captured your whole heart? I want you to understand today that Jesus wants your whole heart. He wants all of you. He wants to be the love of your life. He wants to be your primary pursuit. He wants it where when you wake up in the morning, it's good morning, Lord, and when you go to bed, it's good night, sweet Jesus. He is your number one. He is your primary, your first. He is what you live for, and he is what you die for. He has captured your heart. Are you a half-hearted Christian? Is Jesus just halfway into your heart? Or has he captured all of you? Does he have all of you? Do you walk with him every day? Or is it fizz, fade, fizz, fade, fizz, fade? Many professing Christians, they just wither up and die on the vine. due to a lack of roots. The roots never go down. They never allow the Word of God to take root in their life. They never learn to depend on the power of God through the Word or through the power of the Holy Spirit. You know, I came to the Lord in the Jesus movement. I sold out my life to Jesus right in the middle of the Jesus movement, in the late 60s, early 70s. And man, thousands of us came to Him. Thousands of hippies and druggies and teenagers all over America, millions all over America came to Jesus. But I can tell you that of all the ones that I knew about, that were with me, that were in Bible studies that I was in, some of them have stayed, but a lot of them have gone. You know why? Because they were this rocky soil. They were excited. They were thrilled. They were thankful for forgiveness and deliverance from drugs. But as troubles came and temptations came and persecution came, they were plucked up. And they did not stay with it to the end. I want to be doing what I'm doing now when I'm 90. If God lets me preach that long, I will be standing up here when I'm 90. And as long as you'll listen, I'll preach. I don't want to change. I can tell you, it's just getting better and better all the time. I love it more now than I used to. Serving the Lord is getting sweeter all the time. I have found that if you choose Him, He will bless you. Come on, everybody. But some people, they can't take the trouble, can't take the problems. For example, some believers become disillusioned with their circumstances, and they give up on God. They have no deep roots in the Christian faith. Others become disheartened with church or the battles with temptation, and they walk away and give up on God. You see some hypocrisy in church. You say, well, I can't stand the hypocrisy. I'm getting out. Listen, if you're not a hypocrite sometimes and you're that clean, we need you here to help us. You come on back to church. James Montgomery Boyce said this about the person in the shallow soil. They hear the gospel and they seem to fit in. They even make a profession of faith. But then some difficulty arises. The loss of a job, misunderstanding with other Christians, sickness, even a bad romance. Somebody walks out on you. Somebody betrays you. Somebody leaves you. And just as suddenly as they once seemed to embrace the faith, they fall away. They blame God. Why did you let this happen? Why didn't you come through for me? They blame people. They say, I'm born under a bad sign. They say, I'm jinxed. My life will never go well. They're plucked up by the roots and they walk away. Not knowing that if they just stayed with the Lord and sought Him and stayed in the Word, He would bless them and He would deliver them and He would help them and He would see them through to the other side. Folks, can I tell you, God really is good all the time, and all the time God really is good. Paul the Apostle warned Christians about the shallow soil. Listen to what he said. So then, just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in Him, rooted. Everybody say with me, rooted. Rooted and built up in Him. Strengthened in the faith as you were taught and overflowing with thankfulness. Rooted and built up in Jesus. Not rooted and built up in a little bit of Jesus, little bit of Islam, little bit of New Age, little bit of Buddhism. I'm going to tell you something today. I'm going to get bolder as time goes by because it's time.
Just as a sower scatters seeds in the field, God spreads His message of love and salvation to all corners of the earth. Yet, as Christians, our role doesn't end with receiving this message. Instead, we are called to join in the sowing. In today's message, Pastor Jeff asked, are you actively sharing God's gospel with the world around you? Don't merely receive His message, be a vessel for its spread. As you sow the seeds of His word, you participate in His divine work of redemption.
Hello friends, Pastor Jeff Wickwire here from Hardwired, heard on this station. I'm so thrilled to share our latest gift of the month with you, the Stand Strong Men's Paperback Journal. This beautiful journal is a powerful way to keep track of what God speaks to you from day to day. For any donation of over $25, this journal will be yours. Just visit hardwired.org today, click Donate Now, and make your donation to receive this inspiring journal. Thank you for all your support of Hardwired.
Following Jesus isn't a fair weather commitment. It's about staying the course through thick and thin. In his following message, Pastor Jeff shares that it's tempting to veer off course when the journey gets tricky. But true discipleship means remaining committed regardless of the challenges. Are you willing to persevere even when the road ahead seems daunting? Stay committed to the path set before you, trusting that God's grace will sustain you. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for tuning in for this edition of Hardwired with Jeff Wickwire. You can listen to more messages from this and other books of the Bible by visiting hardwired.org. Next time, join us to continue our study in Mark's book on Hardwired.